You might already know about Padre Pio's stigmata, but there's a hidden part of his story few have heard, an invisible wound that touched him deeply. I'd like to share with you the experience of his transfiguration, a moment that changed everything for him. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. As we conclude this month of July dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus, let's take one final moment to reflect on the mystery of Christ's suffering through the experience of Saint Padre Pio. I want to share one of the most mysterious moments in his life, his transfiguration, also known as the piercing of the heart. This mystical experience took place on August 5th, 1918 in San Giovanni Rotondo, 5 weeks before Padre Pio would receive the visible bleeding wounds of Christ, the stigmata. But unlike the stigmata, the transfiguration left no external mark. Instead, it caused intense interior pain, a deep wound in the soul. Now, the Church understands transfiguration as a mystical union with Christ, particularly with the moment his Sacred Heart was pierced by the soldier's lance. This rare phenomenon, experienced by only a few of the great saints of the Church, is described as follows by Saint John of the Cross. The soul is deeply inflamed with the love of God. It then feels that a seraphim rushes upon it with a fiery arrow or dart, all ablaze with the fire of love, and transfiguerates this soul already burning like coal, or rather, like a living flame, and cauterizes it in a sublime way. In the moment that the soul is thus cauterized and pierced by that arrow, the inner flame bursts forth with great force and rises upwards, just like a fire blazing in a furnace when stirred or fanned, flaring up into flames. The soul, when struck by this fiery dart, feels the wound with the greatest delight. Though it is shaken with great gentleness in that blaze and the powerful moment caused by the seraphim, bringing intense fervor and a loving swoon, it simultaneously feels the deep wound and the force of the poison that was soaked into that dart, like a sharp point driven into the very substance of the spirit, piercing the deepest core of the soul. This wound, as poetic as it sounds, isn't about emotion or imagination. It's a grace that brings with it real suffering, a suffering that leads to a deeper love, the kind of love Christ showed us from the cross, total self-giving love. And that's exactly what Padre Pio experienced. In a letter to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, he wrote, "I was hearing the confessions of our boys when suddenly I was seized by an intense horror at the sight of a heavenly being who appeared before the eyes of my soul. He held in his hand something like a long iron blade with a sharp tip from which fire seemed to shoot. Seeing this and witnessing him thrust that weapon violently into my soul happened all at once. I let out a groan. I felt like I was dying. I asked the boy to leave the confessional because I felt unwell and didn't have the strength to continue. This martyrdom lasted without interruption until the morning of the 7th. What I suffered during this time, I cannot describe. I felt as though even my innards were being ripped out and torn apart by that weapon, everything being scorched and pierced with iron and fire. Since then, I have been mortally wounded. I feel, in the deepest part of my soul, a wound always open which causes me continual pain. Father Agostino, who was both his confessor and one of his closest friends, confirmed the event. He recorded in his diary that Padre Pio physically felt his heart torn open and that blood flowed from within. This moment marked a new stage in Padre Pio's union with Christ, one step closer to what St. Paul describes when he says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." It was the moment that prepared his soul to receive the visible stigmata. In conclusion, Padre Pio's transfiguration story is a powerful reminder that to love as Christ loved often means to suffer as Christ suffered. Now, of course, most of us will never receive mystical wounds, but all of us are called to unite our sufferings with Christ's. Whether it's through physical illness, heartbreak, or our daily struggles, or even through penances, every pain can become a path to deeper union with Christ. So, as we leave July behind, may every cross we bear become a dart of love, drawing us closer to the heart of Jesus and deepening our gratitude for His sacrifice. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.